the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to Question Reality.
Question Reality.
With Priscilla Leona.
Priscilla Leona.
Only on LA Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to Question Reality. I'm your host, Priscilla Leona, and we are coming to you live from Los Angeles, California. And our show is broadcast every Sunday from 5 p.m. to 5:50 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Now, if this is your first time tuning in, our show is going to help you to question your career reality. If you're confused, perplexed, ready to jump off of a ledge, we're going to help you. Don't worry about it. By the end of the show, everything's going to be clear. Now, this show is for you if you were, are, or might be considering a career in the entertainment industry. And our guests provide tips, advice, and resource information on how and what it takes to successfully pursue a career in show business. And our guests work in various professions of entertainment. So that means that we are definitely going to have someone on the show sooner or later from a career that you are interested. Now, if you want to check out our past guests, read their bios, listen to their interview instantly, or download any one of our past shows, go to the LA Talk Radio website, latalkradio.com, and click on the link at the top of the website that says Channel 1. Scroll down, look for the graphic of our show, and all you have to do is click the link. And this takes you directly to our archive page where you can view the list of our past guests. Our shows are also available for download on iTunes under the podcast section. You just type in Question Reality Radio in the search box. And we're also on Stitcher, which is huge. It's got all every type of show in the world, and it's just hugely, hugely popular. So check us out on Stitcher.com as well. If you want to find out about future guests, now you have to go to a whole separate website for that. That is our official Question Reality website, and that is QuestionRealityShow.com. QuestionRealityShow.com. So future QuestionReality.com, QuestionRealityShow.com. I don't know. I'm drunk over here. If you want the past, you want LATalkRadio.com. So there you go. Now, as always, we have a lovely guest on the show. And today we have two of my absolute favorite British boys on the show today. They are my British boys. They haven't come across the pond yet, even though I've invited them to come to LA. They have not made it yet. Hopefully they can, and we can take them on the Double Dutch tour bus of Hollywood. But for now, we are interviewing them today live from England. We have Matthew Hick and Chris Lum, and they are producers, directors, writers. They do it all, and they do it in sort of, they have the Monty Python humor thing going on. Very, very funny stuff. You got to check them out. Their website is Lum. Let me spell that. Lumb. L-U-M-B. His name is so hard. L-U-M-B film. .co.uk. So it's not a .com. In England, they got that .co. They forgot the A and then .uk. So LUMBFILM.co.uk. They also have another website called comedycheckout.com. Comedycheckout.com. Now, if you want to tune me out and check them out, you can, because I'm about to go into an advertisement. So, whatever you want to do, but you should listen, because I need you to do me a favor. All of our millions and millions of listeners, actually, I don't want you to all converge at one time because we only hold 200 people. But Saturday, February the 9th, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., again, Saturday, February 9th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Studio Stage Theater, and that's at 520 Northwestern Avenue in Los Angeles. Now, I am excited. I am happy because this special request is from me. And again, it's to all of the listeners, and we are inviting you to come out and be a part of the launch of our new web series called Subject 5. Now, I wish I had an echo going on with that. A subject 5. I don't have an echo. It would sound much better. Anyway, it is a new web series, which is also going to act as a fundraiser and a con, C-O-N. Now, I hate that word, but it's con is for people who are in, because I have a huge following in Slovenia. So let me just tell you what this is. Con is like Comic-Con. You know, everybody knows what Comic-Con, and it's huge. It's like Star Trek, Star Wars, horror, sci-fi, anime. Everybody converges into one location wearing Star Trek uniforms and Klingon uniforms, and it is a wild scene. I mean, you got to take a bag of weed with you to get through the day when you go to these things. So anyway, this is our little mini con. So we're launching this Subject 5, our new web series. It's about 5 people with special powers who've been kidnapped, programmed, and trained as assassins. So it's very good. There's going to be hot chicks in cat suits. Oh, my God. Guys, you got to check this out. The girls are going to be hot. The guys, we're going to be showing the abs. I'm cutting out a big circle where all the men have six packs. Oh, it's going to be glorious. So you got to come down there and check it out. So now, again, Subject 5 Con is a smaller, similar version of the Comic-Con. And what we're going to have, just like Comic-Con, we're going to have showcase artists and top entertainment industry speakers on the panel in the worlds of anime, horror, animation, sci-fi, comedy, in those genres. And we're also going to have live entertainment. You know, I don't know if you guys know what LARPing is. It's live action role play, but we're going to have some of that, and we're going to have autographs with the stars and photographs and blah, blah, blah. It's just going to be a production. Now, Richard Epcar, who is huge, if you are in the gaming world and anime and video games, Richard Epcar is going to be there. He is like equivalent to, let's see, Robert De Niro, for all of you people in the foreign, The Rock. In the video gaming world, that's how huge he is. He's going to be there. He's the star of Legend of Korra, Ghost in a Shell, and Robotech. Another huge icon is going to be there in video games is J.B. Blanc, and he's the star of Bleach, Naruto, and the Avengers. And he is going to be there. There's going to be so many people there in their little sci-fi outfit, so it's going to be fantastic. We're going to have a lot of press coverage, lots of food, drinks. And if you're an artist, now note this, if you are an artist and you're listening to this now and you want to go, oh my God, I got so much artwork, I got pictures, I got everything I need to sell to pay my rent. Well, calm down. Actually, go to the website because you can rent a booth and sell all of your merchandise at our con. And the booth rental is only $20, and you get to keep all of your money from the sale. So $20, and you can make like hundreds or thousands, depending on what you're selling. And this is like a perfect atmosphere for everyone. So if you're on a first date and you want to impress her, bring her to this. Only if she's in the world of nerdy, gamey, video techy thing. Don't be bringing an elitist to this thing, so you'll have a problem. Now, if you want to buy your tickets in advance, I highly suggest that because they're only $10. But if you buy them at the door, they're going to be $15. And we just launched the website, so the tickets are going to go. And again, we only hold 200 people. So get on that website now and buy your ticket. And if you don't want to come, we're asking that you donate because we need some money. We want to do 13 episodes. So we need your money. We need your money. We need your money. You can go on the website and donate $1, $5, $10, whatever you want to donate. If you listen to the show and you love it, and I get all of your emails telling me how much you love me and my show, so I need your money now. Come on. The website is subject5.com. Subject5.com. I'm going to have Chris and Matt do it with me on the count of three. So, 1, 2, 3. Subject5.com. Hey, where are you?
We're here.
What the hell's going on? Did you fall in a drunken stupor again?
That's right, Chris.
Sam, what? Are you telling me my voice lulled you to sleep, for God's sakes? What the hell is going on? going on over there.
It was like a lullaby. It was nice.
It was heavenly.
Really? Now my husband says that he can't sleep when I'm talking, and I put you two to sleep. What's going on?
I was listening to the Comic Con thing you were talking about. That sound. I like those events, so I was interested.
Oh, they're so fun! I wish you guys were here so you could come.
Oh, we'd love that.
Yeah, we'll come over.
Yeah, you'll fly right on over on the corporate. Come to my event Saturday, February the 9th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Again, visit the website subject5.com. Hopefully you'll come, buy a ticket. If not, donate some money. And I know that you two are going to scrape your pennies together and donate some money, right?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yes.
What is it called? It's not called pennies over there. What is it like? It's pounds, right? Or pences?
Pounds and pennies.
Pounds of pennies.
Oh, yes.
And notes.
Oh, yes.
Well, about these guys today, Matthew Hick and Chris Lum. Now, they are writing and directing partners who have been working together since 2007. I'm surprised they haven't killed each other by now because I just can't do the partner thing. So you guys are very special to be able to work that out. I think it's easier for guys to work together than females. But Laquita, who is the writer of Subject 5, she and I have been working together for 2 years now, and it's going pretty good. But, I never know because, women will scratch each other's eyes out if they get too emotional. So just I want to talk about that, the relationship that you guys have and how successful it is and how you keep it going. Now, I know that they started out performing at a monthly comedy night, and then they started writing sketches and short films together. And recently they wrote, produced, and directed, and I believe acted in a follow-up short film to their feature last year called, and this name just cracks me up, I don't know how many words they can add to this title, Tom Bushman and the Legend of Piddledown Dale. I couldn't say that! What is it? Why do British people have these long names for films? I can't think off the top of my head, but there were like three films with long names, really long. But, hey, if it works for you, do it. Now, the new one is called Tuck Bushman and the Demon Bitch Bags. What the hell is going on with that? Demon Bitch Bags. What is that? Now, this has won a few awards, and it's available on iTunes. So let me ask you, if people want to check it out right now on YouTube, what would they type in? Do they have to type that long word, or can they just do Tuck Bushman?
Tuck Bushman should bring it up, or it's on our website as well. You can watch it through there. So it's free to watch as well, Tuck Bushman on YouTube, or just go to our website, Lum Film, and it's on there.
Okay, so if they type demon bitch bags, we might get a whole array.
You might get something else.
Yeah, we might get some porn flicks coming out with that. Bitch
you
bags.
Might do, yeah. It'll probably be in there somewhere, yeah.
Now, you guys were on last year, hugely successful, like Laverne and Shirley over here. You guys were wildly popular, at least with me. Oh, hold on. You didn't hear that, did you? Okay, let's just X that out. Okay, my virus scanner thing comes up in the middle of my interviews all the time. All right.
I thought it was just trapped wind.
Now, how did you guys... I know that you met in 2007. Let's talk about the relationship, because then, it is so hard to have writing partners. I don't know if that's more popular in foreign countries, or I don't really know what the secret is, but I know I hear a lot of people who say, oh, we started a production company. They make one film, two films together, and then that's it. They get in some sort of fight or disagreement, and then they end the partnership. What is the secret, do you feel, not only to your partnership with each other, but in general? What does it take to be successful partners for so many years working together as producers, directors, writers, etc.?
I think it's mainly to do with the fact that if we don't like what each other say, we just punch each other in the balls. We find that works because that generally puts us off criticizing each other. No.
Yeah, that'd work as well. But I think because we've got the ensemble kind of group aspect, after we did the improv group together, you know, you're working together on characters and everything in that. So it kind of, you kind of get in tune with each other and you know what each other's thinking, if you get what I mean. So it's quite an easy process to write together, I think, now.
It is. I think, though, I mean, we've just been doing some writing this evening, and I mean, we both have very different takes on things, but I think we're in a place where we respect each other's idea, and we're able to respect each other's ideas. And even though we might disagree on what we've put into the script, we can usually work it through, and we're pretty confident that when we get to the end of that process, we're going to have something better than if Chris had written something on his own or if I'd have written something on my own.
Yeah, we kind of find a middle ground for it, don't we? We get to that point where we, you know, we get the gags that we need, or that, you know, and the story structure. So it's, yeah, it works out quite well.
I think we're both probably quite, we're not the kind of people that would tear each other to shreds over an issue or something. We're usually both fairly chilled out about things, and I think that really helps. I think if you're quite highly strung, or if you're really precious about your own material, then I think it's quite difficult to, would, I think it'd be quite difficult then for us to work together, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I like that, how you said if you're highly precious about your own material, because people out here, they think everything that they write is God's gift to man. So it is very, there's a lot of huge egos. There's a lot of just arrogance, egos. Yeah, you know, it. I don't know if that's in that. Your world, but what'd you say?
We're too good for any of that.
He's joking. You do get a lot of egos over here as well with certain things as well. A lot of people saying, prime example, I hear it a lot. People say, oh, I've got this equipment, I'm going to make this film, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. And you think, well, go do it then. You know, stop talking about it. Go do it if you're going to do it. You know, you do get a lot of that over here as well. You know,
oh, yeah.
They're a
bunch of blowbags, huh?
Yeah, there's a lot of that.
I guess you have it everywhere then, right?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Now, you're in Manchester, correct?
Oh, Leeds.
Leeds, but it's Leeds. Close enough.
Leeds. That's close, right? Is that like a suburb of Manchester?
Whoa.
What? I don't know. All I know is London. That's it.
We have rivalry between Leeds and Manchester.
Oh.
No, it's only in the football, I think. It's about 30, 40 minutes away is Manchester from Leeds. So where Leeds?
So Leeds. Okay. And I was wondering, since we don't really know your voices and British accents all sound alike to us, when you answer the questions, could you, beautiful accents, but the same, similar, can you say Matt talking or Chris talking? Because we want to know who's giving what advice, because I'm not familiar with your.
Oh, okay. Unless Chris wanted to do the interview as Bane.
Bane. I could do it as Kermit the Frog. What about that? I'll do it like that.
Oh, you're so cute. Now, let me ask you, how does one in Leeds or any of the surrounding areas, if you have people tuning in listening to you today, and they're aspiring producers, directors, and they're in small areas like Leeds and surrounding, how do you become a producer, director, writer? Because I would imagine, again, I don't know Leeds. I'm just imagining it's not like New York, LA, Chicago, Miami, where there's an abundant supply of production companies that you can work for. How do you supplement your income doing this?
With a real job.
Yeah.
we have day jobs that we go to. You know, I think you've always got to have that income, else, you know, you can't support yourself. But, I mean, we started off doing this as a hobby, and I think it's kind of grown as we've gone along into something what we want to develop more. And, you know, we'd love to be, you know, doing this all the time, permanently, you know, full time. But up till now, we've never had the funds to kind of support that. But there's more ways starting. I'm going to talk a bit about these things like Kickstarter and things like that. There's more accessible ways to get your stuff out there now and actually get funding. So I think that's very important as well.
And now, so you, at this point, you guys both have day jobs, which I would imagine a lot of other people that are pursuing careers in the entertainment industry in Leeds and again surrounding areas do. But does it come? Is there a time when you start thinking, I've got to start making a professional move? I've got to make a move in my career. I need to get to London, or I need to get to whatever area that is more conducive to my career and has more to offer. And have you ever thought about doing that? And if so, is it something that is scary to do because you may not have connections in London?
I think for me, I'm married with a family here, and it would be.
Is that
very...
Chris or Matt? Chris.
Oh, that's Matt. Sorry.
Matt.
So
Matt,
okay. Yeah, I would find it very difficult just to drop sticks and move to London. And there's no doubt about it. Living somewhere like Leeds, it's not. You know, there are artists and creative people around, but there isn't a filmmaking community that we're a part of. Mm. And I think you would get that in London, and you would reap the benefits of that. But for me, it's not really an option. And I guess as a writer, you don't necessarily need that. You know, your ideas are in your head, and I can sit down in an evening and I can write until whenever in the morning. I'm fortunate that I have Chris, who can produce things that I write, and that's very fortunate.
And I guess from my point of view, I'm a bit more of a, I mean, I'll go anywhere. You know, if somebody invited me over to LA, I'd be there tomorrow, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Uh-oh, Matt, you better watch out. I might be inviting Chris over.
No, I mean, I'm a bit more, I get, you know, I don't have, you know, I'm not married or any kids or anything. So I'm a bit more open to, I kind of do see it more of a, if I got the offer to go somewhere, I'd be able to just go do it, you know. Mm. So,
direct,
yeah.
Are you talking about produce and direct or just direct, right?
Direct or, you know, even acting or writing, you know, I'm kind of up for it all. So.
Or even tap dancing.
Yeah.
Tap dancing. Oh, see, that's good to know.
On the dance floor.
Now, so if you were invited to come here to do something, whether it be producing comedy, et cetera, you would only be allowed to stay, though, for the 6 months for the visa, right?
Yeah.
So you have to complete your thing within 6 months, unless you got that special thing where, you know, in the film business, they have people come over all the time. I don't know what the status is, but you know what I'm talking about, that green card thing. So you'd be able to stay.
Is that what you
mean? Apply for a visa, right? So if for example, if I asked you to come over and direct a comedy, you'd be able to come. You could still work with Chris and collaborate and stuff. You wouldn't have to necessarily separate. You could still like collaborate and maybe get ideas, et cetera, and still work together that way, could you not?
Yeah.
I mean, I think these days, you know, the technology's
Skyping. Mm-hmm. You could Skype. Well,
it's like this now, we're Skyping here. I mean, you know, years ago, you wouldn't think this would be kind of possible, would you? You know, it's crazy.
It's
really.
It's amazing. I mean, you could be in my next door neighbor's house, Priscilla.
Well, now that I know you're available, I'm going to keep my eye on you for an upcoming comedy that we're going to be doing. So I must just invite you to come out. So keep your eye. I'm going to keep my eye on you. Now, what are some of the what are some suggestions that you have for others living in small towns? What do you think is the secret to, okay, let's get it from both perspectives. You are married, Matt, and have a child. So you are thinking, you possibly are thinking, I'm going to have as much fun that I can have in my town and surrounding areas and the festivals because I'm pretty much going to stay here. This is like, I'm going to have fun here doing my thing, doing my projects. So what if other people are married like you, have a day job, and they want to have fun doing their film projects and stuff? Where can they go? What do you do? Is there like a major film festival in Leeds? Where does one go around in England minus London?
England's got, the UK's got quite a vibrant film festival. I mean, Leeds has got a really good film festival, and it's really grown in prominence over the last probably 5 or 10 years. And this year, It's BAFTA. Its shorts have just been BAFTA recognised. So the winner of the shorts for the Leeds Film Festival are now submitted to the BAFTA Film Festival. So that's great for the city. But there's all sorts of sort of little arts festivals, independent art festivals. That, I mean, we've screened at some, haven't we, in the past?
Yeah. I mean, this last year, we won some awards at a couple of Halloween horror film festivals, and they're like independently run little festivals that people have just set up off their own backs, thinking, oh, we want to show some films. So they're good fun because it gets your work shown, and you know they will accept pretty much anything to watch, and you know it's good. You get a good mixed bag of films at them, you know, from you know various talents. So there is opportunities even if you just do stay in your like you say, your small town. And I think because the world has opened up with festivals and things, you could send something off from the comfort of your own home, and next minute you might be in, you know, Venice Film Festival or something with a script. You just never know. You might get lucky.
Are the film festivals over there like ours, where you have to submit and pay a fee to get your and you never know whether or not your film is going to get looked at or not? Yeah. Or do they just accept all of them and?
Yeah, there's both types. You know, there's ones where it's free submissions, or the other ones are the paid ones, like you say. But I mean, we got burned a bit a couple of years ago when we sent our feature film off to a lot of festivals and spent quite a bit of money doing it, and you just don't hear anything back from a lot of them.
Right?
Did they even get it? So you've got to be really careful. I mean, sites like I don't know if you're aware of Without a Box, things like that.
Oh yeah, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's a great site because there's a search engine on there, and you can search just for free festivals. So if you're a bit low on cash and you want to just submit to a few festivals, that's a great place to find some. And, you know, we've done that before. If you think, oh, we'll send it off and see what happens. I think there's I can't remember the name of it, but there's a channel over in the States that run I'm not sure if it's NBC shortcuts or something.
And I think you're talking about Sundance Shorts channel.
I'm not sure.
IFC, Independent Film Channel. Yeah, they run shorts. It's IFC. Mm-hmm.
Right, because I think one of these anyway, there were a free one that you could submit, and I was surprised it was free. And that seemed like a good one. They were looking for pilot submissions for, you know, US networks and things. So, you know, so there is opportunities out there. I think it's just a case of having a look around and deciding where you want your film to, you know, aim for as well.
That's true. And there are so many more opportunities that you can also, after you've exhausted the film festival situation, there are places now that you can put your film and you can charge and get a little cash, get a little money back for what you put in. I don't know if you guys are familiar with this website, but this is huge over here, and we are making money off of it from films. It's called PivotShare.com. Have you heard of that?
Pivot Share, did you say?
Yeah, PIVOTSHARE. After you've done the film festival, it's exhausted, you want to start making money on your film, you upload your film to this website. This website is so cool for filmmakers because all you do is upload it, and this thing keeps track of everybody who you can. Okay, you can go there and check it out. I don't want to go into a long thing, but go there and check it out. But basically, this would be really good for you to make a little cash back because you can say you can charge whatever you want from $1.99 per view to $25 per view. And you charge whatever you want, and every time someone clicks on it and pays, the money goes right directly into your account. And it keeps track of a database for you, which is really cool because then you can send an email to the person and say, if they choose to give you the email, it's up to them. But you can send an email saying, thank you so much for watching my film. You know, the next film's coming out, da, da, da. So it's a really good marketing and networking tool as well. So check that out, pivotshare.com. You can also put your film on a website called Google Play, and also make money. Yeah. So are you familiar with Google Play?
I've heard of Google Play, but the Pivot Share one, I'll check that out because we've not.
Yeah, check that out. There's also websites called that you can put and make money. It's called Mubi, M-U-B-I. Mm-hmm. Have you heard of that? Mubi.com.
Mubi means something different over here.
Yeah, MUBI is huge over here, movie. And then Hulu, et cetera, et cetera. So I highly suggest filmmakers, independent filmers, try to make some of their money back after you've exhausted all your options and you're ready to move on to your new film. Put it on there. Make some of your money back. Okay, so now I would imagine that the two of you, since you've been partners for so long, you kind of pool your money together. You know what that means? Pool it, kind of share it. Excuse me. What do you feel that the maximum, what are your goals? Like as a team, what is your dream goal together for your production company?
Well, I'd have to say world domination. I mean,
World domination.
What, you know, upcoming, what, like, you, it's a new year. I don't know if you guys have goals and objectives or resolutions over there. Yeah. I imagine you do. I don't know why I'm talking to you like you're on Saturn or Pluto. I imagine resolution. But, you know, what is your goal for this year? What do you, Chris and Matt, what do you guys hope to do this year that's exciting that you want to achieve?
Well, let's have a think. We've already started writing. As soon as it came into the new year, we've just written a new project, haven't we? Another short film, another Tuck Bushman, would you believe it?
What is it? What, now tell me again. I must have forgotten. What is the scoop on the Tuck Bushman name? Is this like a character that is like the Pink Panther and he just keeps having series? What is Tuck Bushman?
It's kind of turned into a bit of a monster for us, really, literally, because we came up with this character for our feature film, and then we thought, oh, we'll do a spin-off, and then we entered that into a couple of festivals, and they liked it, and they said, oh, are you doing another one? So we kind of thought, oh, we've got to do another one now. So it is kind of a bit of a series. So, I mean, the idea is to expand that if we can a little bit. But, I mean, for me personally, I think expanding the comedy improv stuff as well. Mm-hmm. You know, we went to Edinburgh Festival last year. We did a 2-week run there, so we'll be definitely back there. But, you know, just getting out there a bit more, I think, is the ultimate goal. You know, getting our stuff watched, you know, hopefully getting people saying, hey, we like what you're doing here. You know, here's a bit of, why have you thought about doing it as a series? Or, you know, you've always got that goal in the back of your mind. Well, you know, for me personally, I have.
Right. You're hoping that Gordon Graham is going to see it and go, oh my God, we've got to air this on the Gordon Graham show, right?
Or we get a call from like Saturday Night Live and they say, hey, we like these characters that you guys are doing, you know.
So let's talk about Tuck Bushman and the legend of Piddledown Dale. What was this about last year? Who is Tuck Bushman? Is he a cop, a fireman? Who is he? And what was that about? And because that was so successful, how did that segue into Tuck Bushman and the Demon Bitch Bags?
Well, the Tuck Bushman and the legend of Piddledown Dale, that was, that was released on DVD. That was our original film, but we filmed that in 2009. It took a while for it to, you know, find somebody to distribute it. So that's out on DVD in the States now. But then we did the spin-off, the Demon Bitch Bags one. It's usually, basically, Tuck Bushman's a monster hunter, and he goes out and deals with, you know, supernatural or mythical.
Ooh, monsters. I love it. Love it already. I'm excited. Because, I mean, a huge show over here is The Vampire Diaries. I am all about vampires. I love demon hunters, vampires. I'm all
over. Oh, you'll love this then.
So is this what Tuck Bushman does? I am a fan now of Tuck Bushman.
We need to get you a copy. We need to send you a copy.
You got to send me a copy. Is the whole thing on YouTube? Can you watch the whole thing instead of short?
The feature's not on YouTube because the distribution company obviously want to try and sell that on DVD. It's with a place called Worldwide Media Distribution or something. But the short one, the Demon Bitch Bags, is on there, so you can get a taste of the Bushman.
So Tuck Bushman and the Demon Bitch Bags. Now, Tuck Bushman, being a monster hunter, he's going after these demon bitch bags. Now, who are they're female demons, and he's going after them. Why is he hunting them down? Just because he's a monster hunter, or did they piss him off in some way?
Well, a bit of both, I think. The idea is he's making a TV show about catching monsters as well, so you've got that angle on it. And he's got a cameraman with him called Jerry Staines, who he follows him around and is a bit of a whingy. You know, he moans about
very posh.
Very posh guy. So you've got that kind of double act aspect to that there, you know. But yeah, he just hunts monsters, does Tuck Bushman, and he's got his long suffering girlfriends in with him, following him around and part of the team.
Why are they long suffering? Why?
Once you've met Tuck, you'll find out why.
Oh, long suffering. Why is it because Tuck Bushman is so hot and they're like. Fans or like
Tuck is a bit of an Aussie larrikin. He's a bit of a lad, isn't he?
He
thinks he's all this. He's got a big ego.
Yeah, he's his number one fan, basically, you know.
So he's not like Simon Pegg at all. He's more who is a character that absolutely loves himself in England that I can relate to, and that America could relate to. All right, who as an American would you say, or as a character would you say that Tuck Bushman is similar to?
As a character.
Ooh. Cool, you're putting us on the spot there, Priscilla.
Yeah, let me see. I can't even think of someone off the top of my head who would be similar that America could say, "Oh, I like that character. I want to see Tuck Bushman." Let's table that.
I'm just thinking it can't be an original character unless we've just struck gold and we.
Let's make Tuck Bushman a household name. So be thinking about that. And then when you figure it out, let me know. And then I can associate and connect the Tuck Bushman to, like, for example, John Candy was huge over here, but he wasn't like upset. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, my God. Could we associate Tuck Bushman with the guy from the one who Randy Baby, Austin Powers?
No. Maybe, yeah, I guess.
He's a bit more of if he was a character, he'd be more of a Sean William Scott kind of character. He's that kind of guy, isn't he? He's kind of full of himself. Bit of a Stifler.
Oh, Stifler out of American Pie, yeah.
He's got, I guess, he's got those kind of characteristics.
Oh, Stifler. My God,
Scott, the guy,
the lead guy from American Pie. I work with Allison Hannigan, and then I ended up working on a sitcom with what is his name? The star with the little furry hair. What in the heck?
Jason Biggs, I think, isn't it?
Thank you, Jason. I didn't know. So you go on IMDb, you'll see me in a sitcom with him. But yeah, so I worked with him, and we were talking about American Pie, and I said, "Whatever happened to?" I think his name is Sean Michael James or
Sean William Scott.
Thank you. I know it was Sean. The worst with it. But yeah, I think he's coming out with. He's in a new film.
I thought you were going to say what happened to the pie.
Well, I know what happened to the pie. So your show, the one that came out in the Halloween, Tuck Bushman and the Demon Bitchbags, I hear that it won some awards. Now, what did it win awards for?
These were Halloween Horror Challenge competitions. There were two different ones. And we won the first place at one of them. We got a lovely plaque and a video camera. And then the other one, we won Best Film and an Audience Choice Award as well. So that was pretty cool for us. You know, it was kind of the first things we've ever really, you know, had any recognition for.
I love that. Oh, my God. You got to send me a copy of that. Send me a copy for sure.
That's the one
sure.
That's on YouTube. So you can check that out.
Yeah, I definitely want to check that out, and I want to watch the full feature though.
We'll sort you out with a copy of the full feature as well. I'll sort that out for you.
Now you made me love the Tuck Bushman name. Now I'm loving it. Okay, all right. So you also have set up a website, I understand, to try and get some resources going for filmmakers, and so that you can put links up there for things like sites and royalty-free footage, etc. Tell me about what's going on with that.
Yeah, that's just the main website we've got, lumfilm.co.uk. I've just put a section on there. It's only a small section at the moment, but I want to try and develop it because I always think that it's quite difficult to find the information you want, especially with royalty-free stuff. You know, you'll know about royalty-free footage.
Yes, I was looking for, you know, I designed, if you go to section5.com, which is our new web series, you'll see a hand. It's a bloody hand. And I swear to God, everybody is using that. And I told my, you know, my producing partner, I said, I am so scared to use that because they got it off of, I'm not sure, I think Google Images. And I'm so scared to use that. And I said, let's find the stock footage company and let's just buy it because I got a cease and desist letter a couple of years ago because I own a website design company called PriscillaWebsites.com. Big plug. But anyway, one of my website clients, I had used an image off of Google and I got a cease and desist letter. So it's very, very important that you find, you buy them and they don't cost that much. But I know exactly what you're saying with the royalty free footage because I was looking for stock footage for a film and I swear you got it. It's so hard to find it.
Yeah. I mean, you can get some free stuff online as well, even with the royalty free images. There are some places on there, but it takes a bit of finding. But, so that's why I thought, I'll put these links up on the website just for filmmakers who want to go on and, you know, find some stuff out. And I found a really great one. It's I think it's just called the Internet Archive or something, or the something like that. But there's a link on our site, and that had a lot of old vintage footage on that you could have for free. So like World War II footage and you know, things like LA streets, you know, back in the 1920s, you know, so if you're filming a green screen scene out of a car window and you want a detective film noir thing, you've got the footage there you can use, you know.
Oh, you're talking about, what about like background music? Do you have links to that as well?
Yeah. That site that I found, there's a lot on there, you know. I mean, the things for our film, we've got a great composer that we found just by emailing around, a guy called Elliot Daniels, and he did our Tuck Bushman music for us, and it's fantastic. And, you know, there's a lot of people out there who will put the time in and, you know, and do you some stuff. So it's always good to ask around.
Oh, yeah, and I love that you're putting links on there for royalty-free footage because it takes a very long time when you're an independent filmmaker, unless you designate someone to do that for you. Mm-hmm. It takes so much time away from what you need to do as a producer or a director. It really is. So for you to put these links on, I think that's fantastic. I have a couple links. One of you, remind me, send me an email or something. I have a fantastic one for you. They have music for everything. It took me, and the reason I want you to have this is because it took me 3 days to find this website because, you know, a lot of them are just tacky. They just sound really bad. These are crystal clear. They are fantastic. So remind me to send that to put on your website.
Excellent. Yeah. If there's anybody listening as well who's got links, you know, just send them over and we'll get them all on there. You know, it's kind of there's sometimes that I'm not quite sure how to word it, but there's kind of that standoffishness sometimes with filmmakers. You know, a bit of rivalry, and it's I think you know, to put a link up where people can actually go on and find stuff they want. You know, people are all in the same boat. We're making these independent shorts, so. You know, why not share a bit of knowledge?
Absolutely. I mean, it'll save you time and it'll save you time and energy and just to share. But I know what you're talking about. People just or they'll find something and they'll put the link on their computer and they won't bother to tell anybody else about it. So absolutely share. And also with a website like yours, I would think that people who make a lot of people over here make MP3s and they make MIDI files, M-I-D-I, MIDI files for background music. And this is an opportunity for you people who to put a link on Chris and Matt's website. I think it's lumbfilm.co.uk for you to put your link because you could get hired to do original scoring. So there's an opportunity to be hired as well to do original stuff, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and you just never know who's going to, you know, stumble across websites and have a look on there. So if people's links are on there, you know, we'll put them up, and then you just never know. It's all about talking to people and making contacts. And, you know, I mean, the people we've found for our things, there's an effects guy that I found, and he did the stuff on the Demon Bitch Bags, a guy called Dave Sumter, and he just a guy who I did a short film with. Because I knew the director, and I met him, got chatting. He said, oh, I'll do some effects work for you. And, you know, his stuff were great. You know, there's people out there. You just need to make the contacts, you know.
Absolutely. I mean, I don't know if you guys had a chance to check that film out that I told you that I went crazy for, that short film from a guy from England, Dom Bridges, the short film called Bitch that I told you about. I think it was last time you were on. This is like my favorite. He made this for the equivalent of $500. It swept in awards all across the continent. And it was because he asked, hey, you want to do this? You want to do that? So ask. Everybody's afraid to ask because they want to be looked at as, oh, I have money to do my project. I don't need to ask anybody. But if you don't ask, you never know who's interested in doing it. So one of my favorite films. Now, you are writing some more projects to do this year. And I know you're doing the Tuck Bushman and the Demon Bag Bitches film, but you're Is that the one that's going to be a classic black and white film in the old Hollywood style?
Oh, no, that's the date that we're working on. We've been working on that for a while.
The date's kind of a throwback to all the, you know, Chaplin-esque black and white comedies. We're trying this idea to do one kind of in that style. We've been interested in doing this for a while. It's just we wanted it to be, you know, a real... what do you call it?
Something really different for us, certainly, isn't it? You know, it's also very classical, but you know, we both kind of like slapstick.
So it's going to be very film noir.
Probably not film noir. No, more something like along the lines of something like Safety Last with Harold Lloyd.
Mm-hmm. You're going real old, huh?
Yeah. So we're talking silent film.
Wow, that's exciting. I love that.
Yeah.
We have that stolen by the artist, unfortunately. We've been talking about this film for years and I never got around to making it. And then the artist came along and stole our thunder a little, didn't he?
Yeah, but...
That is so true. That happened to me too. I have had this idea for a black and white for years, like years. Yeah. And I purchased the website domain name. I was like, oh my God, I'm going to do it. And it's a film noir, black and white film noir. And I wanted to do it years ago, like I'd say 10 years ago. I never got around to doing it. Here comes the artist. I said, son of a bitch.
A mate of mine who he lives in Manchester, and it happens to him all the time with his projects just before he's made them. It's getting to the point where we think there's a kind of a bug in his house where, you know, he's speaking into it. It's frightening how many projects he's started and somebody's come along and gone, oh, we're doing that. And it's like, whoa.
It's really bizarre. And I've talked to so many people about this, and I couldn't figure out what was happening, because I wrote a 1-hour drama. It was a comedy. It was a comedy drama. And over here, you should submit your projects to what's called the Writers Guild, and you get them. It's sort of authenticating it. You have proof in case someone tries to plagiarize, right? What's happening? So I'm submitting all this stuff to the Writers Guild, and then all of a sudden, a year later, my exact production is on television. I said, son of a bitch, how is that happening? What, is everybody tuning in to my energy waves? I thought I was the only one to come up with the idea. It turns out that I'm talking to a friend who used to work for the Writers Guild, and she said, oh my God, do you know that people working at the Writers Guild, now I'm not bashing the Writers Guild, and it's not everybody, but there are people who are interns and people who work there who are writers, and they come across your stuff when you submit it. They change the names and then turn it into their stuff. So I'm like, oh my God. So you got to submit your stuff to stop plagiarizing, but then your stuff ends up on television. And you're like,
yeah, it's difficult, isn't it?
You just don't know. You don't know. So I just say write something really bad, because chances are it'll end up on television anyway, and nobody's going to steal your idea over at the Writers Guild because they only want good stuff. So, but it sounds like a lot of excitement going on for you guys. Now, I know it's not just Chris and Matt that make these things happen. I know you have a whole ensemble team. Who are these other wonderful people that are responsible for making the Tuck Bushman trilogy? I'm going to say trilogy because I know one more coming.
We've got the Windy Crack coming.
the Werewolves of Windy Crack. That's the next one.
Beware of the Windy Crack?
That's a good piece of advice, but it's not the name of our film.
The Werewolves of Windy Crack.
Oh, the Werewolves of Windy Crack. I love that. See, again with the titles, my God.
So we'll mention then, the guy who plays Jerry Staines, the cameraman in the Tuck Bushman, that's a guy called Matthew Jackson, who he does the comedy nights with us as well. So he's, you know, it's kind of like I say, go back to this ensemble. Yeah, you know, he's a good laugh and up for the different characters and things we throw him into. And Natalie Smeaton, she's our female lead that we always turn to.
She's funny. I'm a Facebook friend with her, and she writes some funny stuff. She's a funny girl.
She's a funny lady.
Very funny. I expect her on
Tell her that, though, because she'd want pain.
She's funny. And so who else do you have working for you then?
We have a gentleman called Rob Girdler. And he usually plays our bad guys. He's a bit typecast, but he does it really well. So
very fierce.
Yeah, we keep throwing him into the bad guy role.
Well, who plays Tuck Bushman?
That would be me, Chris.
You, Chris! So you're Tuck Bushman, and Matt, are you in there acting? Who do you play?
I am, yes. I play Mike Fauna in the original film, and I get spanked a lot with shoes.
Oh, well, at least you don't have to smell them. You just have to, oh, God. Oh, well, you know, it sounds like you guys are having a great time over there. It is always so much fun to have you on. I need to see the Tuck Bushman film. So it's for everybody who doesn't know, again, it's that Monty Python type style. So if you like that sort of humor, this is something that you definitely need to see, because these two are some funny little guys. They're like Laurel and Hardy. Right? Two funny guys. Harold Lloyd. What do we got? You can write in that genre. You can write in my team. So you can write for anything. So you guys are really, really funny. Very talented. I have to see you become hugely, wildly successful, because Doctor Who, you people over there, I don't know, you're holding Doctor Who episode 7. What are you holding them hostage? So maybe you can break out and be bigger than Doctor Who, right?
Bigger than Doctor Who. This time next year we'll be bigger than Doctor Who.
Well, I don't know what's going on, but people in America are very upset with this. And we're also very upset with taking Merlin off the air, because we're obsessed with that over here. And we're ready to pick it. Bring Merlin back for another season. You guys have great stuff over there. Very talented people. The British, my homeland, actually Ireland, but, you know, we'll just say. And very talented people. And you two are definitely somebody that we need to look forward to seeing in the future at the BAFTAs for sure, right?
Oh. One day. Thank you, yes.
My Chris Lum and my Matthew Hicks, two of the greatest producers, directors, writers in the town of Leeds, in my opinion.
Yay.
Yay. So we're going to look for Tuck Bushman, the latest series, Tuck Bushman and the Demon Bag Bitches. Go to YouTube and type it in and check it out. And also go to their website, Lum, L-U-M-B, film.co. UK. And you know you boys are going to be coming back next year, maybe later on. As soon
that
as
would
you
be
send,
lovely.
Come on, and as soon as, as soon as you can, maybe you guys can get your pounds together and come on over here. Purge your pounds. Come on over here and we'll take you around the town.
We would love that.
That would be amazing. We'll get our acts together and do it.
Yeah, and the single British guy, who's that? Who's that, Chris?
I won't say single. I've got a girlfriend, but you know.
Okay. Well, never mind the prostitutes on Sunset. Forget about it. We're not taking you for any prostitutes. You're out. You're going to some church services while you're over here. All right. Well, thank you guys so much. It's been so great having you on. And say goodbye to all of your fans.
Goodbye, fans.
Thanks for watching, listening even. Thank you very much.
Thank you, everybody. Go to YouTube right now. Tuck Bushman and the Demon Bag Bitches.
Thanks for having us on. Thank you very much.
Bye, darling.
Bye.
Bye.
You're listening to Question Reality.
Question Reality.
With Priscilla Leona.
Priscilla Leona.
Only on LA Talk Radio.